Psalm 119, verses 17 through 32. Gimel and Daleth. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Daleth. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Oh, how we need God to give us true prosperity. Prosperity in His word, His truth, His statutes, and His testimonies. True life is found in God, and when He speaks His word gives life so that we might keep His word and His commandments. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Oh, how all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge and beauty and life are with Christ in God. And as we continue as His disciples, rooted and built up in Him, He can unveil all these wondrous treasures and mysteries. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. But be prepared. As you forsake Babylon and begin to follow Christ according to His word and by His Spirit, you will feel more and more like a stranger on this earth. No matter where you go and what you experience, your soul will begin to long for heaven above and for God's judgments and righteousness to reign on this earth. Oh, how we need His commandments, not man's ways. People will reproach you for following Christ, and even leaders will sit and speak against you. But don't fear. Just continue in the Lord's testimonies. Meditate on His statutes. Let the Lord's testimonies delight your heart and counsel you in the path of life. When your strength is gone, fall on your face into the dust and cry out to the Lord, and He shall quicken you. When your soul melts for heaviness, cry out to the Lord, and He shall strengthen you by His word. Pray that God will remove us from the way of lying and deceit and false doctrine, so that we might by grace receive His word. Choose the way of truth, no matter what the cost, and lay His judgments, not man's judgments, not man's opinions, his judgments, where God draws the line between good and evil. Lay his judgments before you. If we are open and honest with the Lord in prayer, he will hear us, and he will teach us his statutes, his boundaries. And if we stick to his testimonies, we will not be put to shame. And then the Lord shall enlarge our heart with his love, his joy, his peace, his righteousness, and his truth. And we, like David, shall not just walk with God, but we shall run the way of his commandments and not faint. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Psalm 119, verses 17 through 32. Gimel and Aleph.